Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the doubters run? Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody dealing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it for myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
We won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. My husband could do it. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hi. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
God knew. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Everybody know it's
summer weather.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Final glory. Hallelujah.
a place of thanks, a prayer of thanks, just station, God's hand. God, I didn't come to ask for anything. I just want to thank you for what you've already done. I want to thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord God. I just want to come and just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth, go read the hallelujah, and give God praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, glory.
I thank you, Lord, for waking me this morning and starting me on my way. And I want you all to pray for me. My nurse is here.
Yes, we're praying for you, Sister Dorita. We're praying, we're covering you with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. Hallelujah, know that you are dipped, hallelujah, consumed by the blood. Hallelujah, the blood that heals and delivers and redeems and sets you free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the blood that testifies you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that testifies to you. And we just thank God for you. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you, God keep you. Know that we love you, but God loves you more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we bless your name. We thank you for your daughter, Dorita, and she's getting ready to celebrate her birthday here coming up. Hallelujah. God bless and surprise her with your goodness. Hallelujah. Send her good health, blessed health in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the Lord. Open up your mouth, cousin, bring the gale, and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. The joy
yes.
of the Lord is my strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My Lord, my Savior, my healer, oh, my refuge,
yes.
my provider, my
yes.
strength, my protector,
Jesus.
My peace, my joy, my life,
yes.
my all,
Jesus.
My everything.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, right there. My money keep on shining my high.
Yes, Lord.
My God,
yes,
my God from Zion. We thank you, Lord God. We know that God is your
yes,
able. God bless
Lord.
You. God keep you. Cousin Brenda
my
Gale, know that God is your strength. Hallelujah.
God.
When you feel like you're going down, just decree and declare that I am strong. Hallelujah. Because God is your strength. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. God keep
yes.
you. Know that we love you. God loves you more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God, hallelujah. I want you to know in the midst of everything that's going on in your life, in this world, that God is still for you. God is still with you. I want you to understand and know you probably hear this every day that you get a chance to hear my voice or whenever you do. That if God be for you, who can be against you? And I'm saying it all the time. That is how I live my life. If God be for me, and I know that God is for me, when I know who is in me, that dwelleth in me. So you got to check your spirit and know what kind of spirit that you have. What kind of spirit are you operating in? What kind of spirit have you allowed to enter into you? But don't you know you have the Holy Spirit of the living God in you. You have Jesus on the inside of you. Hallelujah. That you are the greater is in you than he that's in the world. So when you know that, hallelujah, and you believe that for sure, you can operate and know that you can operate with peace and joy in heaven. You can operate victorious already before you receive, hallelujah, the reward of being victorious before you receive it, before you receive the prize. Understand and know that you're already victorious through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Understanding that you are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But you got to speak over yourself. Hallelujah. You can't wait for nobody else to speak over you. Speak over yourself. God has given you the power and the authority to do so. Use what God has given you. Don't forget that you have that power, that you have that authority. So use it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Not any other name that you can do it in. Not any other name that you can go. Hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus Christ, know that everything, all things are possible. The Bible said with man it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I want you to understand the all in this. Hallelujah. That means everything. That don't mean just something. Hallelujah. It's everything. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have minister, we have evangelist Kimberly Russell on the line. Kim, let me know if you can shout with us today by pressing one. We're praying for you. We're praying your healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're praying right now for complete deliverance from anything and everything that's attacking you, about every infirmity, affliction, infection of pain in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you're healed, that you're delivered, and that you're set free. You all today, we're going to be talking about healing. We're going to be declaring and declaring and professing our faith. Hallelujah. Every day we want to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and avenge yourself with it. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. God said in his word, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything
yes.
too hard for me? And I know that answer is no. There is nothing too hard for God.
Jesus.
So anything that's
Jesus.
Too hard for me, I'm going to just put it in his hand and let him take care of it. Because I know God's got us. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. God be your strength. Hallelujah. In this time, God, you just got to understand that and know God has you. God has you. And I know you know that, but sometimes we need to hear it encouraged. We're here to encourage each other, uplift each other. You all let me know what I'm doing with slowing down with my voice. I'm really working on that. I'd be so excited and going. Like I said, last week I had a chance to listen in on the show, and I was like, okay, I need to slow down because I want everybody to be able to hear me, so I want to make sure that that is coming across well this week, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank God for your evangelist, Kimberly Russell, today. I know you wasn't feeling well, but I thank God that you're able to press in and press all. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand this, everybody, and you're healing me, say this always. We can receive all that God has for us if we stay in that place of believing and trusting God, stand in that place of faith. And you know what? Just be open, be transparent, you know, allow yourself to be transparent with God. Go to him saying, yes, I'm a liar. Yes, I'm cheating. But God, I need your help. I'm having a hard time overcoming this. Pull out to God. Pull out, because he already knows what you need. It's like a mother knowing a child. You know, it's like a father knowing a child. You know, you're just waiting. You want to help your child, but you're waiting for that child to come to you. You're not moving until they move. You say, I'm not going to move. I know what they want, but until he comes to me, then I'll help out. But if they don't come to me, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to help. So God is like, they said, come to me. He wants us to come to him. He wants to help us. He wants to bless us. God wants to do nothing more but to bless his children. Hallelujah. The Bible said if the enemy gives good gifts, if the evil one gives good gifts, his children, what greater gifts would your Father in heaven give to you? So understand, God wants to bless you. God wants to heal you. Come to God as you are, being honest. You can't hide nothing from God none of the time. So why not be open and be honest about how you're feeling? Never know, have a hard time believing. Tell him why you have a hard time believing. Ask God to help you to believe. Ask God to increase your faith. Ask God to show you. Ask God to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Go to him just as you are, with all that you are. Don't be guilty. Don't feel ashamed. Leave it all out there. Tell him everything. Tell him all about it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because this old song would say, call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what's going on with you. Say, Father, my Father, I need to talk to you. Hallelujah. And just be like that. God, I love you. I need you. And just open up. Open up and be delivered. Open up and be set free. Open up and receive the peace of God. Right there, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You own it to yourself. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't you know that you are joint heir with Christ? Don't you know that you have benefits, daily benefits, that God owes you with daily? In the name of Jesus Christ, when you open up your eyes each morning, when you take a breath, don't you know those are benefits? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us decree and declare right now over our life. Before I get into the lesson right here, I have a message and I have a lesson I want to share if I have enough time. I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. So we're going to decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are in Christ and we're anointed and a powerful person of God. And we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ and we're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. And we are doers of the word of God and a child for his blessings. Hallelujah. If God be for us, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he is saying, who can be against us? We are blessed coming in and we're blessed going out. Hallelujah. Our enemies are fleeing before us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. God has commanded his blessings on our storehouses. Hallelujah. To overflow and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He has opened his good treasures for us, and we shall learn and not bow. We are the head and not the tail. He has given us the power to make wealth. We dwell in the secret place, and we have his protection and provision in the name of Jesus Christ. God is our refuge and our fortress. We are not afraid of the snare of the fowler. No evil shall befall us. No plague shall come near us. Hallelujah. And near our dwelling place. Hallelujah. God has given his angels charge over us, and they are bearing us up right now in their hands. Lest we dash our foot against the stone, as declared in Psalm 91. 1 Peter 2:9 establishes us as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are a peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:21 states that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cancer, diabetes, high, low pressure, blood, low blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, hallelujah, low diabetes, whatever they call it, diabetes, a very kind, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infection, or any other disease, and infection or infirmities cannot enter into our body. For we are spot and wrinkle free, blemish free, and we are without spot or blemish right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are intercessors of the righteous of God, hallelujah, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every time that righteous. We are saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. That's us confessing our faith today. That's our daily confession of faith. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name. I want to share this with you all today. Activating your healing gift. A lot of us are dealing with a lot of things in our body, knowing and unknowing to us. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 6, wherefore I put in remembrance that thy stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting of my hands. Men and women of God, here on the line today, I know you should understand me. It is your responsibility to stir up the gift that God has placed in you. You have been touched, healed, and delivered. Now it's time for you to give back. Jesus said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. According to Matthew 10 and 8, don't hold back from others what you have been given. Stay in the stream of the anointing and keep your gift stirred up so that someone else can experience a breakthrough in their situation. Don't be passive about your gift. That's typically about the healing anointing can hinder the flow. Some of the people are too passive. You are too lazy to stir up the gift. They allow their gift to remain dormant, or they back up when they encounter a little resistance in the spirit. They sit back and wait for the servant of God to do everything. They don't exercise their faith to put a demand on the gift. But you don't have to do that. You can begin to press into the spirit just as you did, hallelujah, for your healing and receive anointing to pass the healing on to someone else. You must resist activity in order for others to benefit fully from your gift. Often in ministry, y'all, on the edge of flowing and the prophecy and miracles of healing, because I sense a demand and there's a demand for what you have. See, there is nothing more than people desire and need in the innermost part of their spirits than a touch from God. The more you stay connected to the inner flow of the spirit, the more miracles will flow out of you, and the people will begin to put a demand on what you have, and you will flow even more. So it's a supply and demand cycle all over again, y'all. It's like the prime and the pump, hallelujah. And once the water begins to flow, it comes gushing up. Jesus said that out of our bellies would flow rivers of living water. So all we need to do is get the flow started. It will begin when there is a demand. Once it begins, it will continue to flow until every need is met. I always tell everyone here, even when I pray, when the anointing is high, hallelujah, and know that the anointing is high right now, that you can pull on that anointing and receive your healing. And when you receive that, then you pass it on to somebody else so that they can be healed, so they can be delivered and set free, hallelujah. I need you to understand it today, because God has given you that authority, that power, and that gift in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's talk about what is the anointing. Hallelujah. 1 John 20 and 20 says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 John 2 and 27, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. This is in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. You all can back me up. The word anointing here, taken from the Greek word charisma, you all, it means an unchanging, so a smearing of us, represented by smearing with oil, you all. It also means an endowment of the Holy Spirit. See, an endowment is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It is the power or ability of God. There are diversities of the gifts, you all. Endowments are miraculous faculties, you all, to draw from the anointing is to receive the gift of or ability of God. You can receive healing, deliverance, and miracles in this way. The apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers have an anointing given to them from God. They have endowments, you are, of miracles, hallelujah, of faculties given to them by grace. So these endowments are given for the benefit of the saints, hallelujah. So God will anoint you to have healing virtue in your life if you ask. The main point here is if you ask. The Bible says that we have not because we ask not, according to James 4 and 2. So when you ask God for this anointing, it will be not only in your hands, but also in your clothes. Don't be afraid to go boldly to the throne of grace in your time of need. And you need the anointing of God to be active in your life right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, you need his anointing so that wherever you encounter sick people and touch them, they will get healed. Hallelujah. Even over yourself. In this kingdom, signs and wonders need to accompany the message of the gospel. Jesus said that whatever works he did, we will do even greater, according to John 14 and 12. As we fast and pray, that healing virtue will increase in our lives. As you all know, we're going to be fasting and praying in the month of January 1st to February. 49th, we'll be fasting. The little fast that God is calling you to, do that fast. I mean, I won't be telling anybody how to fast, but do the fast that God is calling you on to do in those 40 days. And also, we'll be releasing the Holy Spirit, understand the power of the Holy Spirit to be released in you. Ask God for an apostolic anointing of healing power. You are miracles and virtues to be released in your life. So as you go to the hospital, go to your home, go to your job, believe that the miracles of God will be released through you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray these prayers with you. Father God, we thank you. I pray that God will anoint me to have virtue, that God will anoint you to have the virtue in your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, not only in your hands, but also in our clothes, so that wherever we go and encounter sick people, they will be healed when we touch them in the name of Jesus Christ. When we touch our hands and decree and declare over ourselves, we will be healed and delivered, especially from whatever sickness, disease, discomfort, or infirmity. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we receive right now anointed for healing in our hands and in our bodies. Hallelujah. Let virtue be released to us and through our calling, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your power be released to us so that wherever we go, the people who need to be healed, they will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we fast and pray, hallelujah, this upcoming 40 days in the new year of January 2021, increase the healing virtue in our body and in our calling, that wherever we go and whoever we touch will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we believe by faith. We believe for miracles to flow through our life in Jesus Christ's holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come out of our shakaya. Lord, we can't thank you enough for the anointing today. Hallelujah. The anointing makes it a difference in our life when we thank you. The people cry for you, Lord. Anoint us like you did Benjamin and send them to us. Hallelujah. This land is a spiritual captain over your people that they might be saved out of the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have anointed us and delivered us from the hands of our enemies, just as you did for King David, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we arise, hallelujah, and be cleansed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We will be called by the Holy Spirit and be anointed as we worship in your house, oh God, and we will eat of the bread of the life, hallelujah, from the table of you which you have set before us, and we thank you, Lord God. Turn your face towards us, oh God, and remember your mercy towards us as one of your anointed words, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you in your love for righteousness and hatred of wickedness. Hallelujah. You have anointed us with the oil of gladness more than all those around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you that you've anointed us with fresh oil today. And now we're strong as a wild ox. And we thank you, Brother God. Turn your face towards us, oh God, that you anointed us, and we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our burden shall be taken away from our shoulders. And we thank you. And the yoke removed from our neck. Hallelujah. And the sword become of the anointing upon our life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, put on the anointing in this right there in this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fresh all the fresh anointing be upon you and in you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's on the line today. Be healed, delivered, and set free, blessed. Hallelujah. And receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. I hope you all, that all that was shared today on the show, that you received it and that you were blessed by it. In the name of Jesus Christ, God loves you. God loves you. Remember, God loves you. Jesus died for us. Hallelujah. For you, for me, our children. God will not give up on us. So don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. We're back here tomorrow at 12 noon here on the Shout, you all, giving God all praise, going on. It's not about us. It's all about God and what God is doing in us. Remember that. If God be for you, who can be against you? I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. Hallelujah. I bless you to be able to bless others. Hallelujah. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We are saved. We are saved. You're victorious. Receive the victory. Amen. Glory to God.
I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear Him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, He'll give you that like in your mind.